Deshaun Watson is one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. Again, you want to talk about super talent. I mean, this guy is a superstar, could be face of the NFL type talent. We have all forgotten about him a little bit because of the Patrick Mahomes factor. But before Patrick Mahomes, this was the new, cool, young, sexy, in vogue quarterback where everyone was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see this guy.
That's Chris Sims. He has Deshaun Watson ranked as his fifth best quarterback in the NFL.
Was he about to say vroom vroom? Felt like no. He was about to say, like, he was the vroom vroom guy, and then he caught himself because it sounded a little weird.
I don't believe so.
I think he was. I think Chris Sims is all about ranking Tom Brady ninth and saying vroom vroom on television. That's how he's getting his notoriety.
He did put Tom Brady ninth and Deshaun Watson fifth.
As I'm watching some of these rankings done by former backup quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't have any issue with them being backup. I think the best commentators sometimes are backup quarterbacks because they've seen so many different systems. They've actually had to use their brain more than their physical talents.
And they study it.
Right, they study it. So I'm not saying that at all. But it feels like this time of year where people are trying to put rankings out there, and it just feels like somebody's encouraging them to be like, hey, you know, if you want to get this thing a little pop on the interweb, be sure you put Tom Brady ninth.
Because that'll get some pop. It's like they're trying to make some kind of bold proclamation.
Right. But I also think they're like, okay, are they power ranking it based on last season, or are they power ranking it moving forward for what they expect this year? And I think there's a little bit of that.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both, which is the only fair way to do it.
This is the stat that keeps being stuck in my head in a good way with Deshaun Watson, and it's game-winning drives. He was tied for second most game-winning drives in the league last year. Drew Brees was first. He had 7 game-winning drives. Then, in second place, tied for second, was Deshaun Watson and guess who? Dak Prescott, surprisingly. Dak Prescott, a man who's about to get talked about a lot more and more because of his contract. So, Deshaun Watson still has that clutch factor. I feel like he was robbed of the chance for the 6th game-winning drive when Jadeveon Clowney jumped off sides versus the Colts. That felt like a game that was ripe for a Deshaun Watson game-winner.
Listen, if they had gone on to win that game, that would have been a legendary victory.
That was like...
I know there were some other things that happened, but when you look at what Deshaun did on those final couple of drives between the Jordan Akins play, between the touchdown to Deontay Foreman, between that pass to Vincent Smith in the end zone. I mean, that was an incredible performance in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was shaping up to be a Deshaun Watson classic.
Yes.
That would have been talked about a lot. I mean, who knows if it would have made the playoff loss that much more awful. Well, but maybe it would have changed things.
Maybe it would have changed things because maybe you would have played... What would have ended up happening is you would have played the Patriots in the second round of the playoffs.
Right.
And most likely you would have lost, but hopefully not in as bad of a fashion as they did against Indianapolis.
Right. Well, but at least almost like there's something about, okay, you lost to the Patriots. All right. And like, if anything, you know what? I'm glad it worked out the way it did because it puts the eight ball on Bill O'Brien. It's one thing if you lose to the Patriots in the playoffs because, okay, everybody loses to the Patriots in the playoffs. If you get shellacked by a divisional opponent in the playoffs, then that all of a sudden lights a fire under some people.
Going back to the original premise here with Chris Sims ranking quarterbacks. I mean, we all like Deshaun Watson a lot, but nobody actually thinks he's a top 5 quarterback in the league,
not
right?
Not yet. I think he's very much the potential for a top 5. And it's something we've talked about a little bit, which is the problem with quarterbacks these days is that they're not dying. They're not retiring. Ben Roethlisberger, all these guys are past their expiration date because of the new rules and the protections that quarterbacks have in the NFL now. Drew Brees, past his expiration date. Tom Brady, past his expiration date. Ben Roethlisberger should be literally dead by this point between motorcycles and blows to the head, but yet past his expiration date and all thriving beyond their expiration date. This feels like, you know, like sometimes some of the processed food that you buy, it has an expiration date and you're like, well, this is just arbitrary. This stuff will last 10 years.
Very arbitrary.
You know, like some of this stuff, like some of these baked goods or whatever, you're like, okay, this thing's got 800 chemicals in it I've never heard of. It feels like it's as hard as titanium. This thing is not going to expire in October of 2021. They put it on there.
I'm looking at Jones right now, and he's looking like the kind of guy who, the moment the day hits, you are throwing the food out. Like,
are you Jones?
That's what I'm dealing with my relationship with my new wife. She's the total opposite. She ignores the expiration.
For excellent job by her. Tremendous job by her.
She's an intrepid soul. You know what she is? She's a true Texan.
Listen, you got to be careful with the expiration date, but it's more of a guideline. It's a guideline. It's a hint.
You got to judge it. Like, okay, the only time the expiration... really matters is in dairy products and like anything that's got like eggs, I suppose. But by the way, do you know in Europe they don't refrigerate their eggs?
Really?
They think it's weird that Americans refrigerate their eggs.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know, man. Eggs freak me the hell out. Eggs are weird. Like, I don't feel like eggs should last as long as they do. A lot of times, like, eggs will be in my refrigerator for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'll look at the expiration date, and they're still, like, a month ago. I'm like, screw that.
Yeah.
I got this little chicken fetus in my fridge for this long? No way.
And it's
still
okay.
I'm not eating this thing. Yeah. So, anyway, Peyton Manning, chicken fetus. So, these guys just aren't. So, but amongst young quarterbacks, you have, like, okay, Baker Mayfield. Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. I don't know where I'm putting Dak Prescott anymore. Dak Prescott is below those guys in terms of where I think everything's going to shake out.
I think he's below those guys. He to me is in the third tier of quarterbacks.
Yeah,
and I like Dak Prescott actually, but objectively he's in about the third tier.
What is Nick Foles these days? Middle aged? You just call him a middle aged, or is he still considered a young quarterback?
No, he's not considered young. Yeah. No, definitely middle aged at this point.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Okay, so. We can agree that Watson is not a top five quarterback at the moment, but we would like to see him get there. Here's Chris Sims on where Watson can improve.
Sometimes you can have a feel of, okay, I'm in a bad situation, but I think I can wiggle myself out of this. Okay, then there's the other times at the quarterback where you just go, oh my gosh, this situation's really bad. And he's so great, he still goes, I think I can wiggle myself out of this. And those are the times I want to go, no, just throw it away. Get the ball out of your hand.
Sure.
You know, just take the sack right there, and let's play 2nd and 14 instead of 2nd and 22 because you broke the tackle and went back a few more yards and things like that.
Okay, I think a lot of us can agree with that. When it comes to improvement, I think that's definitely a big part of it, knowing when a play is dead. And I think a lot of that is also just, you know, the situation, like making sure the time, the score, the down. There are times to take chances and there are times to not take chances. I think that's very important. And when I was preparing for this last night and just going through Watson's season, and I'm thinking, okay, where can he get better? Where can he improve? For me, it's really simple as far as the last half of the season goes. He needs to play better against the Indianapolis Colts.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's that simple. He needs to play better against the Colts because, you know, we'll be critical of Bill O'Brien. I don't blame Bill as much for the first loss against the Colts. I felt like there were a lot of plays on the field that Deshaun was not able to complete. And I felt like those plays were actually out there,
mm-hmm.
and he just didn't get the job done, respectfully. And I wish that weren't the case, but if you're asking me, Mike, where do I want to see Deshaun improve against a specific opponent, it's going to be Indianapolis.
You could see the fight Deshaun Watson was having internally this year with himself between three factors. One, and I'd start off with just saying his injuries. Coming back from the ACL, dealing with the bruised lung, all of that. I don't think that he felt physically comfortable until maybe midway through the season or so. But then he also had these other two things, which was a desire to be aggressive, as he's very capable of doing, but also managing turnovers, managing risk, doing all those things. And because of that, I very much got a feel that, like, okay, he couldn't feel the flow of a game the way he had in the past, maybe when he wasn't thinking as much and he wasn't banged up, and the way he will this year and in the future, I think. I think this is the year where he takes that step and isn't trying to run Bill O'Brien's offenses or the plays that are called as much as he's just executing the offense and driving the offense. Because this is what's key and crucial for the Texans. We honestly fidget and shake and tremble a little too much about the state of the Texans' pass defense more than we should.
You think so?
When you have a quarter, if you had a quarterback you truly believed in and trusted could drive your team, the answer to facing a team with a good passing offense is like, all right, we'll outscore you. You know, does Pat Mahomes, do the Kansas City Chiefs quake and tremble about the fact that their pass defense wasn't good last year? No, they go out and they outscore the other team.
What if you're like me and you're nervous that the Texans are going to play a bunch of games where they lose like 38-35?
Right. No, that's fine if you lose at that. But I think sometimes we have a tendency to act like they can't even compete with those teams.
No, they can compete.
If you lose, then so be it. Then yeah, you should. I'm not saying don't worry about your defense. Yeah, you have to get better with your defense. But when you have a genuine, awesome quarterback, you don't worry nearly as much because you have one more solution to the problem. It's not like, it's not just, oh, wow, we're going to face a really good passing quarterback. Well, we're screwed because how are we going to keep up with them? It needs to turn into, well, this might be a high scoring game. Oh, this is going to be Pat Mahomes versus Jared Goff. That's going to be a high scoring game. Just likewise, it needs to be, oh, it's going to be Pat Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson. This is going to be a high scoring game. Because until you get to that point, you know who you are. You're Matt Stafford, and that's a bad place to be.
Well, that's what I expect. Not the Stafford part. I'm expecting this season a lot of high scoring games.
Yeah.
A lot of high scoring games because I'm looking at the secondary and I just don't see a lot of guys at cornerback who I can trust.
But I feel good about that. If you see, like, that's an optimistic view in my opinion. Because if you can do it both ways, look, some games maybe it's a slog. Maybe you're relying on your run defense more than you usually would. You can win those games without a lot of offensive output. But when you're facing teams like the Chiefs that are more offense than defense, like an old version of the Saints or somebody like that, then yeah, can we put up more points than the Saints? That's all. A lot of that, that's all on Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson.
Maybe this is unrealistic, but when we talk about these kind of things, Watson, his development, where he stands, all that, I still go back to those seven magical games in 2017 where things offensively looked so different from what they normally had. And I know it's tough to do that, to sustain that, because you got to protect your quarterback. But I think about those seven games, and I think, I want to see a little bit more of that moving forward.
Yeah.
They were seven magical games.
I also want to see Bill O'Brien not freak out whenever there's a bad mistake. Like you did, the first play of the season, they fumbled the ball on a zone read.
Yeah,
and
keep being aggressive.
And they stopped. And from that point forward, for a good chunk of time, the quarterback running game was largely absent, other than some called sweeps here and there. They got rid of the option game, which you took away this incredibly valuable tool for a young quarterback and something he's comfortable doing. I just didn't get it. They were running what looked like it, but it was fake. And that was the other thing that bothered me. And that's on Deshaun, too. It was very obvious at times last year to a defensive end when it wasn't actually read option. So when the defensive end can tell, you lose all, like the fake loses its touch. Like the whole purpose of running that is to put a little fear and doubt in the defensive end's mind. Deshaun was bad at making it look like it could be a fake handoff, and Bill O'Brien was bad at calling it in the situations and then doing the self-scouting that came from it. Like, I'm watching on TV, putting myself in the position of the defensive end, and every time in some of these games thinking like, oh yeah, I'm crashing down the line. Oh, nope, this is a boot, whatever. Like, it was way too obvious. they need to, that's one of the things they need to be working on, like, right this moment, is executing those fakes.
Definitely.
Yeah.